नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrit, Volume 5, Let There Be Temples, India and Around the World, 1971-1975. This is a biography of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who is founder Acharya of ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, by Satsvarup Das Goswami. Om Ajnantimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी तिनामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम वेयर वी स्टॉप्ड लास्ट एकादशी। लॉस एंजलिस May 18, 1972. Word had spread that Srila Prabhupada wanted GBC secretaries to get out from behind their desks and preach, and four American GBC men eager to become sannyasis were waiting when Srila Prabhupada arrived in Los Angeles. Satswarup. Prabhupada said that because we were taking sannyas in the prime of youth, we had ample opportunity to do much more than he. He said he had taken sannyas at the fag end of life, but that a little is better than nothing. Everyone laughed at the thought that we could do more than Prabhupada. One by one we went to the Vyasasana, and Prabhupada gave us our three dandas and said, now preach, preach, preach. Immediately afterward, Prabhupada had us up in his room. We asked him if there were any special instructions. He said there were two restrictions in sannyas life. One was that when meeting a rich man and seeing his opulent wealth, we must not think, oh, I have given up everything, but I wish I could enjoy these things. And the other restriction was that when we see a beautiful woman, we must not think, I had a beautiful wife, and now this beautiful woman is here, I could enjoy her. In other words, do not have any regrets about having taken sannyas. So this is a very popular episode in which Srila Prabhupada had a very great strategy when he saw some of the top leaders of ISKCON are too much busy in management of the institution, which is also service. At the same time, the institution has to spread. So he called these managers and told them, now you detach yourself from managerial responsibilities and take sannyas. By taking sannyas, they will travel all over the globe and expand Krishna consciousness movement. So Prabhupada gave them sannyas at a very young age, in between 20s and 30s, which doesn't happen in ISKCON nowadays. Nowadays they join after graduation, post-graduation, few years of job, so cannot take sannyas. And plus, there is a learning from the road also. Young sannyasis are not easy to manage themselves. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas at 24. And when he went to Jagannath Puri, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he told him, you took sannyas at such a young age? It is too difficult. You must not have done that. But since you are already taken now, I will help you to maintain it. You hear Vedanta Sutra from me, then you will be able to maintain sannyas. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas for preaching. Otherwise sannyas is forbidden in Kali Yuga. So Srila Prabhupada also was requested by his godbrother to take sannyas. But he was reluctant. Again and again he was requested, but he was reluctant. Then he got a dream of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur requesting him to take sannyas, indicating him. So that's how he took sannyas. So taking sannyas is not a target. It is not an achievement. It is something we receive as an instruction from our spiritual master. Not somebody plans his career that I will do this, I will do that. It is something we receive as a merciful instruction. So Prabhupada emphasized that sannyas means preaching. That is the only purpose of sannyas. But the purpose of sannyas is not go to every temple and have rajbhog. Purpose of sannyas is to preach. So the devotees requested Prabhupada to give some further instruction, and Prabhupada gave two very important instructions. A sannyasi should not get attracted to money, and a sannyasi should not get attracted to woman. This instruction is for everybody, all devotees, especially those who are in renounced order. A person in renounced order should not have attachment to money and should not have attachment to stri sangha, association with woman. Otherwise he will fall down. A brahmachari, a vanaprasthi, a sannyasi, if he is unhappy, if there is a problem in his life, you don't have to ask what is the problem. It's very clear, either money or woman. There is no third problem a brahmachari or sannyasi can have, because he is detached from everything else. There is no third problem. So sometimes some brahmacharis call me, Prabhuji, baat karna hai. So we understand, either money or woman. There cannot be third thing. Otherwise, it's not a serious matter. It can be managerial issue, but can be managerial issue can be managed. Health issue can be managed. Right? It's not a cause of distress. When I was in school, I had a geography teacher. He used to tell us, in your whole life, you should always be careful of three W's. Three W's. Wine, wealth, and woman. So I can repeat the same thing with four. Four W's you should be careful. Wine, wealth, woman, and WWW. World Wide Web. Already there is a web. Already there is illusion. Already there is Maya. Now there is one more inside that. So if you get involved in that, then you will come out of two webs. Already one web we are. Why to take progressive step further in one more illusion? So that's not good. So every devotee should be careful. If we visit a rich person's house, having nice prasad, nice furniture, nice garden, nice everything, we should not think, oh, I took brahmachari or sannyas. Otherwise, I would have also have this. I would also have enjoyed. Or come in contact with the opposite sex, woman, you should not think, oh, I could also had a beautiful wife, or I left a beautiful wife. This is not good. So one should be determined to practice celibacy, to practice simple life, renounced life. And that happens by getting higher taste. So a person in renounced order should be very careful to maintain his purity. If our purity is disturbed, then everything is finished. So Prabhupada is emphasizing. Then Prabhupada emphasized one more point. Firm faith. We'll read that. Jagdish. Prabhupada had all the GBC men come to Los Angeles, where some of them took sannyas. And we discussed reapportioning preaching zones. We had one special meeting with Prabhupada. All the GBC men were sitting there in the room and Prabhupada looked us all over. Now this is very interesting. Please hear attentively. Prabhupada said, are you all convinced? Whom is he saying this? To all the GBC men. Are you all convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Are you all convinced? Guru is asking disciple, are you convinced? We just sat there. Nobody said anything for about 2 minutes. It was one of the heaviest moments of my life. Prabhupada challenging us, are you convinced? Are you sincere? Nobody spoke. How will the movement go on? Anybody will think, if my main disciples are not convinced, what will happen? As Prabhupada spoke, his GBC disciples listened intently. As far as I am concerned, he said, I am convinced. Therefore, I am pushing on. It is a fact. I am pushing on because it is a fact, not fiction. One reporter had asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, do you believe God exists? What a foolish question, you know. He's asking Swamiji, do you believe God exists? Prabhupada answered, no. Prabhupada said, no. He said, it doesn't depend whether I believe or not. God exists is a fact. Doesn't depend whether I believe or not. He exists. That is absolute truth. In physics, there is a very famous problem. If there is a jungle, forest, where a tree falls, and there is nobody else, so the question is, did sound happen or not? Because there is nobody to hear. So was there sound or not? If somebody says yes, who heard? You getting me? This is a very famous problem in physics. So Krishna's existence is not like that. You require an observer. You require somebody to experience, then only he exists. Even if every single living entity in this universe votes, that Krishna is not God, still he is God. Right? If every single living entity in this universe votes that this color is not white but red, we'll have to call it red. Right? But if every single living entity votes Krishna is not God, still he is God. It doesn't depend on vote. doesn't depend on observer, doesn't depend on somebody to experience. So Prabhupada said, I am pushing on because it's not fact. It's fact, not fiction. That much I am personally convinced. Whenever someone says, you believe? I say, no, I do not believe. It is fact. Same thing. So you must spread your conviction by your literature, arguments, preaching, facing opposing elements. But are you convinced? If you are not convinced, then it is not good for me. The first thing is enthusiasm. Don't be dead. You have to work more than me. Anyone who has life, he can preach. So if a preacher is convinced, then in his word, conviction will be visible. So preacher is not convinced, then how it will be visible? How will his preaching be effective? If you give a class saying that, please chant Hare Krishna, maybe it will help you. What kind of class will be that? Who will start chanting Hare Krishna? If you give a class that, please chant Hare Krishna, there is no other way, then people will say, haan bhai, theek hai, koshish karte hai, I will try. So, we have to be convinced. We have to have firm faith, not just theory. Then preaching is effective. Preaching means making new people devotees. It's easy to preach to those who are already devotees. Whatever you say, they will clap. And they will say, Hari Bol also. And they will shake their heads also. And they will give a smile also. Very good class. That's okay. But preaching to new people, it's like you are on a border and the enemy does not have gun, you have a gun. Is it big deal to win that war? No. You have a gun and the enemy also has a gun and you win the war, it's a big deal. So preaching to devotees means those who don't have doubts, no guns. It's easy. They'll clap at the end, pay you obeisances, give you garland, okay, done. But preaching to new people who have doubts and you have to answer that, that requires conviction. So both is required. A person who travels, morning he preaches to devotees in Bhagavatam class, evening he preaches to new people through book distribution, through Harinam, through outreach program. So that requires conviction. So the local president and treasurer of the temple will manage. The GBC can supervise that things are going on. But the first management is that each and every member is chanting 16 rounds and following the regulations. Otherwise, that is our spiritual strength. So every devotee needs to do this. Purity is the force. If there is no purity, then all other services, they don't please Krishna. Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam that devotees do book distribution, so they have to come in contact with material energy, material transactions, material people, deal with accounts, deal with non-devotees, deal with car, deal with godown, deal with logistics. So all this is considered devotional service only if that devotee chants 16 rounds early morning. So 16 rounds early morning are very important. So what we do in the daytime pleases Krishna. Purity is the force. So we should do that. Now it is in your hand. That was my plan, to give it to the Americans. But you have to be spiritually strong. If superficially you want to be manager, it won't be good. And simple touring is not required. By traveling you have to do something substantial to increase the society. At the time of Lenin, he had just a few men and he took over the entire country. It is up to you to spread God consciousness. Don't be stagnant. Go and preach. Your duty is to inform them, my dear American brothers, you have so much wealth and pleasure. Use it for Krishna. If not, it will be degradation. So preacher travels, meets new people, introduce them to Krishna consciousness with a strong conviction. Not just travel and do sightseeing, see the world. Prabhupada very highly emphasized that local people who are staying in the area, who are citizens of that country, should become devotees. Not just you preach and wherever you find already devotees or Indian devotees, that's all. No, if you go to America, preach to Americans. If you go to Australia, preach to Australians. If you go to Africa, preach to Africans, not just NRIs, which is happening. I visited some places where number of deities is more than number of devotees. That's happening. 3 altars, 4 devotees in each altar, 4 deities, 12 deities, 2 pujaris. So local preaching is very important. Srila Prabhupada met with many US ISKCON leaders in Los Angeles and saw the wide array of Krishna conscious activities in his Western World headquarters. He heard a new recording of Krishna bhajan performed with guitars and other Western instruments produced at the devotee's own Golden Avatar studio, and he approved it, saying, "This is better than George Harrison." He visited the art studio where the devotees were painting illustrations of his books, and he made suggestions. Krishna consciousness is so rich, so cultural. There is music, there is drama, there is painting, there is singing, there is chanting. Every single masala which you find in a popular Bollywood movie is there in Krishna consciousness. You don't have to watch a movie. You have suspense. In Krishna book you see everything is there. Suspense, action, humor, thriller, and murder, and kidnap, climax, and romance. Every single element is there. In fact, movies are only popular because of Krishna's pastime. Unless truth is popular, how can false be popular? If you want to make a super hit movie, you may make it based on truth. Like one of the most popular element which is famous is there is a hero, there is a heroine, there is a villain. And the villain kidnaps the heroine, hero goes, fights with the villain, kills the villain and gets the heroine. This is one of the most popular formula which they picked up from Ramayana. Ramayana is like that. Imagine today somebody makes a movie where villain kidnaps the heroine and kills the hero. That movie will be super flop. It will not work. Why? Because that's not original. Original hero wins. Right? So then there will be some story where girl is rich, boy is poor, and father doesn't agree for marriage. And they want to marry. This original story came from Lord Shiva, Mata Sati and Daksh Prajapati. Rich father, beautiful girl, poor boy. And we know what happened. Right? Now if the girl is rich, boy is poor and the father agrees to marry, this came from Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni is poor, Devuti rich, Swayambhu Muni agreed to marry, they had a nice son Kapila Muni. You see, any popular story comes from Krishna book. But the difference is, if you come at contact with a Bollywood movie or a popular story like that, you get a headache. But if you read Krishna book and hear, you don't get a headache. Such a big difference. Here your consciousness becomes impure. Here your consciousness becomes pure. Watching a Bollywood movie, everybody thinks I am that hero. For reading Krishna book, everybody thinks I am servant of this hero. Such a big difference. Ananga Manjari. Prabhupada was going around looking at all the different temple offices. In one office, Karandar was showing Prabhupada a new computer. Prabhupada, he said, all we have to do is type the words Rupa Goswami. And then it will automatically write everything you have ever said or written about name Rupa Goswami. Just like search. Prabhupada had been looking at the computer without showing much interest. But when Karendra said the name Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada raised his eyebrows and said, "Oh, yes, everything can be used in Krishna's service." Devotees do that, Vedabase or Google search. It's very easy nowadays to answer Krishna conscious questions. Just search. You'll get an answer. And people think, "Wow, what a scholar." So those who answer like this, they are not Vedic scholars or knowledge scholars. They are search scholars. They know how to search. Doesn't necessarily mean they know the word. Nowadays somebody says, "Prabhuji, konse shlok mein likha, konse book mein likha hai, malum hai." In 1 second, search and give. So that doesn't mean he has good memory or good verses or good shlokas or good knowledge. No, it just means he knows how to search. That's called search scholar. Or what I call folio scholar. Folio scholar. That's not anyway. Then we walked out of that office and went to the telex machine. You know telex machine? Prabhupada sat before it in the chair and everyone stood around him while Karandar explained what the machine did. It can write a message all the way to New York and they can send a message back immediately. Srila Prabhupada. I know everybody is thinking of WhatsApp now. So Karandar typed on the telex machine, "Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, please respond." There was no answer. So he typed it out again and again. There was no answer. So he typed it out again and this time he typed out, "All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is sitting right next to the telex machine. Please respond." All of a sudden the machine started typing out a reply and Prabhupada was sitting there watching it. The type read, "Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept our most humble obeisances at your lotus feet. We'll be very eager to see your divine grace in 3 days in New York." Srila Prabhupada spoke out, "Jai, Hari Bol." The message from New York was signed by many devotees and Prabhupada just smiled and said, "This is very nice." So technology used in Krishna's service is nice. But addiction, not nice. At this time, distribution of Prabhupada's books by his disciples were taking on a new dimension in America and Prabhupada heard the latest report. From the beginning of his preaching in the West, he had stressed printing and distributing his books as the most important method of preaching Krishna consciousness. He said his spiritual master had told him to print and distribute books and that he was following blindly. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has been pleased if a disciple distributed even only a few copies of his magazine. In the beginning years of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada had also been pleased when his disciples had distributed a few hundred copies of Back to Godhead each month. Gradually his will for increasing the distribution of transcendental literature had manifested through certain devotees. In Los Angeles in 1968, Tamal Krishna had daily taken a large kirtan party downtown. The party, in addition to chanting and dancing, had circulated among the crowd and distributed Back to Godhead magazines as many as 100 in a single day. When Prabhupada had heard this report, he had felt encouraged and had asked for the devotees to increase. This is most primary activity which ISKCON devotees used to do early. After morning program and prasadam, they would load the books, go out on the street, chant the holy name of Krishna, dance, distribute books and come back in the evening. This is very essential program, most important program, and we should do this. And here in ISKCON we are trying to revive it properly, and every day in the evening devotees are going out at a crowded place for 2-3 hours. Chanting, dancing with sound system and book distribution, and devotees are ecstatic. It's happening and it will happen more. So all of you are requested to please join in today evening, 5 p.m. Andheri metro station, below the station, not on the top. around the station. You please join in. IVF devotees are going and chant, dance and distribute books. And we do that daily, different places, different groups of devotees go. And Wednesday we do whole temple Harinam. So all devotees should join in, and that will give us good progress in Krishna consciousness, and that will also expand the movement automatically. Thousands of people will come in contact with devotees. Somebody will take a book, somebody will take prasadam, somebody will take a pamphlet, somebody will smile, somebody will chant, somebody will dance, somebody will clap, somebody will take a selfie, somebody will take a photo, somebody will upload it, somebody will talk about it, somebody will just pass by, somebody will tease. Any contact is beneficial, right? Somebody will take a mantra card. You know, there is one very popular devotee in our temple who became devotee by a mantra card. Anybody knows? His grace Bhima Prabhu. The Prabhupada disciple. He is a journal secretary and trustee of BBT. He became a devotee because somebody once gave him a mantra card. There was Hare Krishna Mahamantra and the address. And he came to the temple with that address. And today he is such a stalwart. He is a pillar of his con. So every meeting when Bhima Prabhu is there or talking about Harinam, he will emphasize on mantra card. Because he knows the value. He knows more than anybody else the value. Right? So he told me many times about mantra card distribution in Harinam. And this is the reason behind his attached, his faith. So devotees accidentally stumbled upon the process of book distribution in a large way. And that was very pleasing to Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada heard it, what he said? Increase it. In fact, he eventually said double it. Prabhupada saw book distribution not only as the best method of preaching, but also as a fair means of income. In India, the brahmacharis in the traditional Gurukul system would beg from door to door. But in the West, such a practice would not be respected. But every gentleman will give a quarter for back to Godhead, Prabhupada has said. So Prabhupada gave a modern system of Madhukari, taking bhiksha. In India, if you go to house as a brahmachari, they will give you something. But in West, they will put you in jail. Not allowed. Deport back. So Prabhupada gave a modern system. Go and give a book and ask for a donation. Even today in Western countries, they don't put retail price on books. And they don't ask for a fixed price. They give a book and say, whatever you want to give, you give. And generally people give $1, $2, $10, $50. And that is how the temple is maintained. Many places. Even as Prabhupada turned more toward India and his projects there, he continued to encourage his disciples, especially in the West, to distribute his books. Please increase your program of distribution to the public as well as trying to place our books and magazines in the libraries. I am simply interested in the book distribution. So every devotee should get involved in book distribution. Whatever way you want. You may stand at the table. You may put a table in a crowded place. You may take a book bag. You may go to factory. You may go to school, college, and corporate offices, door to door, house to house, to your friends, to your relatives, to your enemies, to your strangers, to your neighbors, just unknown people, just go and give them a book. In trains, in buses, in stations. Somehow we should get involved in book distribution. To the devotees in New York, he had written in 1971, "I am especially pleased to hear that your distribution and books and magazines has increased. Go on in this way, increasing more and more. Each time someone reads some solid information about Krishna, his life becomes changed in some way. These literatures are the solid ground upon which our preaching stands. So I want that they should be available to everyone, as many as possible. So please try for this." Sometimes we hear objections. that so many books have already been distributed, we don't know people are reading or not, why we should distribute more books. But Prabhupada says, any person even reads one page, even one sentence, even somebody reads one word, or even if somebody pays money and takes a book and keeps in his house, some solid work has been done, Krishna consciousness movement has expanded and he has got some benefit. Why will he give money to some institution or some organization where he has no faith? By giving money he has started a sambandha. So we should, there is lots of scope for book distribution. We should distribute books. Today every 6 seconds on your watch, every 6 seconds on your watch, somewhere in the world, one book of Prabhupada is distributed. Every 6 seconds. Nice. Every 6 seconds, 24 children are born in this world. So 1:24 is the ratio. How much scope we have for book distribution? Today in Maharashtra, every 50 houses, one house has book. One book is there. Every 50 houses, one Gita is there. That means 49 houses are there in 50 who don't have our Gita. How much is the scope? Very large. So we should distribute more and more books and people will read. To the devotees in Australia, he wrote, "The best news is that you are increasing nicely the distribution of my books and literature. This is the best activity to distribute solid information about Krishna. Our preaching stands solid on these books. No other movement has such a vast background of authority." Books are the basis. Imagine there were no books. We would have already divided ISKCON into thousands. Everybody would have their own philosophy. And there will be no way to check which is who is right. Every Bhagavatam class will be a big confusion. And to devotees of Africa, Prabhupada wrote, "Distribution of books and magazines is our most important activity. Without books, our preaching has no solid basis. Especially the Africans want our books." Srila Prabhupada said that if there were ample books, then everything else in ISKCON would succeed. Practically, our society is built on books. One book is not very impressive. Still, a blind uncle is better than no uncle at all. So it is very nice that one book has appeared and that BTG is appearing at least several issues in other languages. But now try to produce at least 4 or 5 new books per year in several languages, plus regularly BTG every month. Apply yourself fully to this very great responsibility of producing numerous books in foreign languages. So compared to 1970s today, ISKCON has grown. We have all of Prabhupada books in all of major languages, printed in a very nice quality paper, very nice quality binding, very nice quality book, and in ample stock. There is no issue about the stock, about the language. Any title you say, any language you say, the stock is available every time. BBD has done such a wonderful job. It has grown so much. And ISKCON temples are also having godowns where books are available whole year. And a facility to transport. Now we just need to distribute, and distribution is also happening, but we need to increase. We need to do more and more. Every marathon, around 20-21 lakh Mahabig books go all over the world. 20-21 lakh. Sometimes more, sometimes less. Around that figure goes. Out of that, 25-26 lakh go. Out of that, 18-19 lakhs is done only in India. 5-6 lakh goes all over the world. And out of 18-19 lakh in India, there are only 5-6 temples who are doing major. ISKCON Delhi, Mayapur, ISKCON Juhu, ISKCON Chopati, ISKCON Ahmedabad now, bit of Kargar Mira Road, Pune now, ISKCON Pune. That's all. All of these do one 0.5 to 2 lakhs, 2.5 to 3 lakhs. Rest all few little here and there. So we have very big scope in every city, in every temple to do lakhs of books. Prabhupada would be so pleased. Back in 1968, when 10,000 copies of teachings of Lord Chaitanya had arrived at the temple in New York, Brahmananda Swami had wondered how they would ever distribute so many hardbound books on the lofty philosophy of Lord Chaitanya. But in 1970, with the publication of another book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, some of the devotees in San Francisco had begun to go door to door, person to person, and sell the books. And not only one or two books, but 20, 30, even 40 a day. The enthusiasm had spread as devotees in other temples had begun to sell increasing numbers of Srila Prabhupada's books. Next, the young men had begun traveling in vans, going out all day, day after day, to discover the greatest ecstasy of distributing Prabhupada's books. This is our bus party. Bus party means dhawa ball party. When a war happens, sometimes one army suddenly enters the arena of an enemy territory, suddenly, and attacks. That's called dhawa ball. So that's our bus party. Suddenly they enter a village of Maya and attack and give out books. That's great. Then a competition had started. Keshava's boast that the devotees in San Francisco were the best had drawn challenges from the devotees in Los Angeles, New York, Denver and Dallas. A Sankirtan fever had begun, and at the center was Srila Prabhupada, assuring that unquestionably book distribution had the topmost priority of all its missionary activities. This is how temples were competing to do more and more. This is not enviousness. This is transcendental competition, constructive strategy to enthuse devotees to do more and more book distribution. Prabhupada also stressed that all the devotees should regularly study his books. The books were not only for the public, the devotees must read them and know them, or else how could they preach? In the Los Angeles temple, Prabhupada would have the devotees take part in pronouncing and chanting responsively the daily Sanskrit verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Then individual devotees would take turns chanting the verse alone, while the other devotees would again respond collectively. So Prabhupada said, with the distribution, devotees should also read the books. This is not only for earning money, this is for our own sadhana as well. So daily we should read books scrutinizingly, nicely. And this, in the beginning of Bhagavatam class, the speaker chants the verse three times and devotees respond, and then devotees also, few devotees chant and everybody responds. This Prabhupada started in Los Angeles in 1971. Many things Prabhupada started in Los Angeles and made people aware that Los Angeles is headquarters. What happens here should happen all over. So, especially in the Western countries. Vidyananda Goswami. When Prabhupada came to Los Angeles in 1972, he started the Bhagavatam class where everyone chanted the Sanskrit. Okay, 72. One effect was that devotees became more grave, a little more civilized. Just at that time, things were a little wild in America. The Sankirtan parties were doing so many wild things, staying out all hours of the night, sleeping anywhere, eating anything. Previously the temples had been a little sedate and actually even a little dry because the devotees weren't giving out many books. And then when the Sankirtan got a little heavy, it was almost like a rodeo consciousness, this wild Sankirtan, like bronco busting. But Prabhupada came and introduced the chanting of Sanskrit mantras word for word, and the devotees submitted to a more grave and formal program. On the 1st of June, Srila Prabhupada left Los Angeles for Mexico City. He said he would return in a few weeks. Prabhupada conducted an intensive 3-day lecture campaign in Mexico City, speaking at the National University of Mexico, the Masonic Lodge, and the Theosophical Society, and appearing on a television show with some 30 million viewers. He also held initiations at the temple on 2 consecutive days. Mexico was similar to India, he said, with pious people and a tropical climate. Even when he walked early in the morning in Chapultepec Park, many people followed him back to the temple. They recognized him as a saint and wanted his benediction. Chitsukhananda. On Sunday afternoon, there were more than 500 people in the temple room. After the lecture, Srila Prabhupada went back to his room alone, and there was a big kirtan with 500 to 600 people chanting Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. They became very, very ecstatic, and it seemed like the temple walls were going to come down. I was in Srila Prabhupada's room, and he said, "What is this? Kirtan? They are making so much noise." I said, "They are chanting your name." And I went down to see what was going on. And all the people were waiting to come into Prabhupada's room. It was like they wanted to charge up to Prabhupada's room to be able to see him. They kept yelling his name, "Prabhupada, Prabhupada." So I came up to Srila Prabhupada. "Prabhupada, they want to see you." And Srila Prabhupada said, "Well, let them come." This is the attraction of a pure devotee. So I immediately arranged that people could come in. He had 2 doors in his room, and they were coming in through 1 door on the left side and leaving through the door on the right. One by one, in a line, they just filtered through like a great parade, coming and offering different words to Srila Prabhupada. Most of the people were saying in Spanish, "Your divine grace, your holiness, please bless me, give me your benediction." Everyone was praying for his benediction, and as the people would come in, they would bow down. Everyone was extremely submissive, and there were many people with tears in their eyes to see the great saint Srila Prabhupada, and they said to Srila Prabhupada, "Please give me your blessing." So this is Mexico, not India. Or foreigners, they don't have Vedic culture, but they could understand Prabhupada is a saintly personality. Saintliness does not require language or dress or address. Doesn't require. People can identify. So they all came to Srila Prabhupada to seek blessings, to bow down, to pray to him, to request him, "Please give me benediction." Like any sadhu visits a city or a village, people go and ask it. We are very fortunate. Prabhupada established himself here and even on the altar, where we can come, offer our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, fold our hands, glorify him, request him for a blessing so that we become nice devotees, and offer him service. So this facility is there even today. I'll just end. Prabhupada asked me, "What are they saying?" And I said, "Give me one blessing, one benediction." So he had his hand in his bead bag, and with his finger outside his bead bag, he would point to them and say, "Hare Krishna." And they were all very happy. Prabhupada also traveled to Cuernavaca, where he lectured out of doors at the city plaza before a crowd of thousands. The audience sat patiently and heard his words translated into Spanish. Continue. Chitsukhananda. Just then we had turned out our first book, Krishna Consciousness, the Topmost Yoga System. And Srila Prabhupada, during his lecture at the plaza at Kurnavat, saw Hayadas arrive with newly printed copies of this red book. Okay, that same book. Krishna Consciousness, Topmost Yoga System in Spanish. Srila Prabhupada looked at him and was very happy to see his book printed. He stopped his lecture and said, "Now you can all take one of these books and read them." And the people actually came up to Srila Prabhupada to get the books. We only brought about 50 copies, but all 50 copies Srila Prabhupada sold personally. The people took the liberty to ask Srila Prabhupada for an autograph book, and he autographed almost all 50 copies. So Prabhupada personally distributed books, the author is giving out with his autograph. We do that nowadays sometimes, sannyasis come, we say, okay, sign karo. After the plaza lecture, there was a hotel lecture. And then Srila Prabhupada was supposed to go to a devotee's home in Kunanavat to take prasadam and rest. But Srila Prabhupada decided he wanted to return to the temple in Mexico City. He got back around 8 p.m. So from 8 in the morning until 8 that night, he had not taken a bite of food, only a little water. We offered him fruit and things, but he didn't want anything. When he returned to his room, his eyes were shining and his smile was broad. And he said, "This is the way to be happy. Work all day for Krishna." All he wanted was a cup of hot milk with puris and a cup of sugar. He pressed the puris into the sugar and he drank the milk with great joy and happiness. He said, "This is our life, to serve Krishna. Work all day for Krishna and take a little prasadam at night." His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or comments we will take? Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.